This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends of the long time, after skeptic Facebook phone, weirdos, and sort of bad guys, and of course all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in listening for Bradley and his voice, I've got to turn my mic down here. He's not here. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and if you're our Muslim friends, just want to let you know, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God, and I'll be filling in for Bradley here, live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, and we're happy to have you guys with us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com is where you can find us. Also, if you'd like to call in at any time during the show here, it's 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You can also find us on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio, and also Bradley Dean. You can follow Bradley on Twitter at Bradley Dean One on Twitter. And also we're on several different social media websites, including Minds.com, Mumblet, MeWe, Spreely, and Gab, if you want to follow us on there. We'd really appreciate your support in those areas as well. Now, I'm going to give just a few things here off of sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then we've got a very special guest, which I'm going to have to apologize for the first of the week, to come up here in just a little bit. But there's a story out of Arizona. A CPS worker defies a gag order, exposes violent child sex ring in state foster system. This CPS stuff is getting a little out of hand, America. I've had to deal with it. My family's had to deal with it. We haven't had our children taken yet. But it's a very serious issue. And here out of Arizona, I want you to check out that latest article by Matt Agris about a CPS worker who defies a gag order. How does a judge impose a gag order when government is not supposed to censor free speech? Where does that come from? Maybe I'm just stupid on this issue, but where does that come from? I'm not aware of where the authority a judge gets to do that to people, especially involving crimes against children, and especially those crimes being committed by the state through CPS. And we know that the state is doing that. I've got some word out of my friend Jim from Northwest Liberty News that that's happening over in Switzerland, to an American who moved there from Arizona to escape the persecution of CPS here in America. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Trump considers throwing money at Iran. Now, wasn't he saying that? I don't understand some of the thinking here. I'm glad he got rid of John Bolton. I like John Bolton for calling out Islam for what it is. But the fact of the matter is that now he's brought in another guy who's a neocon. And I wonder if we're not going to get more of the same from this guy as well. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Joel Gilbert's new film uncovers Trayvon Martin hoax, as well as SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Texas shooting range mocks Walmart. Bullets by the pound. That, now, look, that's a great marketing thing, but that's been around for a while. Our friends over here at I'm trying to think of it, Classic Firearms, they're right across the line from me. They've been doing bullets by the pounds for quite a while now, but it's a great marketing scheme. Fight back against those who are wanting to help the cultural Marxist take your rights, put away arms of any kind, not just guns, but of any kind. Now, with that said, we've got on the line with us a good friend, Kevin Shipp. He's a former CIA agent, and he's an author, too. And, Kevin, my apologies to you, brother. It was my fault this past Monday. We got busy with things, and I completely dropped the ball on the issue of bringing you on, and you spent your time to be here with us. But you've come back here with us on Friday, and we really appreciate you joining us on the Sons of Liberty.
Thank you, Tim. No worries. We all do it.
Well, yeah, we all do it, but not in such a big way of dropping the ball. So I appreciate you taking time out of your day. Now, look, we want to talk about some of the things that's going on in the world. Maybe you can speak to this issue of what's going on, maybe your perception of what's going on with the letting go of John Bolton. He's a former – or not a former. He's a council on foreign relations member, and he's being let go from the Trump administration. Now we've got this other guy coming in. I don't know that he's really any better, but tell people a little bit about yourself before we go to break here, and then we'll get into some of that.
Sure, Tim. Thank you. As you mentioned, I'm a former CIA officer. I was involved in counterintelligence. We were looking for a mole inside the CIA. We were a special group formed to do that. I did human intelligence collection out in countries that had a terrorist threat. I was a polygraph examiner, screening people coming into the CIA, and various other jobs. I had several positions when I was there. I was a protective agent on the detail for then CIA Director William Casey all the way up until his passing. So I had several positions while I was there.
Okay, all right. And part of the things that you've been commenting on here of recent is you and I have recently talked about the deep state and such. The question that I have is, what do you see going on right now with things the way they're transpiring in the Trump administration, both domestically and foreign?
Sure. Would you like me to discuss that before the break or just go on ahead?
Well, we're coming against that break. We're going to be here in about 30 seconds. But that's kind of where I want to go. I want to ask the question, what do you, as a person who was on the inside, you saw things there. I want to see what you have to say about what you're seeing now. Now you're a little bit on the outside here. What do you see going on now? And we'll pick that up after the break. But tell people where they can find out a little bit more about you, Kevin.
You got it, Tim. They can go to my website, fortheloveoffreedom.net. It's not .com, it's .net, and they'll see all the documents that I revealed in an attempted CIA cover-up, and they can reach me also, the programs I'm doing now, on patreon.com/Kevin_Ship, 2 B's, and I do programs regularly on the Constitution, the shadow government, deep state, and other things like that.
Okay, great. We'll be right back with more of Kevin Shipp. Right after these messages, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hang on.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong." The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your tickets today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Welcome back to SunsLibertyRadio.com. And on the line, I've got with me my friend Kevin Chip, the former CIA agent. And Kevin, we're going to break there, and I gave you some things to think about. So do you want to jump right into that? And then maybe I'll bring up some other stuff, because 9/11 is a week that I think a lot of people are thinking on. And as a result of that, I probably want to ask you some questions about recent articles that we've had.
Sure. That's great. Thanks, brother. Well, at the top of the list would be the fact that we are seeing exposed essentially an intelligence coup against a sitting president. That would be Donald Trump. We know now that the FBI, the CIA, and even the DOD and their British counterparts in MI6 set up an entire spy operation against Trump's campaign, and even their CIA FBI agent, Stephen Halper, an Oxford University professor who's been on the CIA's payroll for years, actually got into the White House in discussions with the president. So this soft coup on behalf primarily of the FBI and the CIA actually got into Trump, into the White House, and this guy was a long-term spy.
Okay, yeah, and I've been talking with a guy who is a he's been, I don't know if he's been hired by the FBI as a profiler or not, but he's out of Alabama. And he's very, very wise on a lot of these things. And one of the things he's told me is he believes that Robert Mueller has actually told the American public. He has done what Romans 1 says. He suppressed the truth and unrighteousness. But he's sort of projected who he is to the American people in his own words in sort of a story form and told them that he has basically led that coup. And who the names of the people in FBI, CIA, Congress, whatever the case may be, as part of the coup. What do you think about Robert Mueller coming out with his report? Do you think he's a part of that?
There is absolutely no doubt he's a part of that. He's been a Hillary Clinton fixer going all the way back to the HSBC bank scandal, the Clinton Foundation investigation, which he dropped. And that's an international criminal cabal with the Clinton Foundation. He neglected to investigate that all down through his career while appearing like a Boy Scout. He's been a deep member of the shadow government, deep state, and a Hillary Clinton supporter and a globalist for decades. He's right in the middle of all of this. His report was, as a matter of fact, it appears he hadn't even read it yet. It was prepared by Andrew Weissman, the bulldog that destroyed Arthur Anderson, and his findings were thrown out of the Supreme Court. So you've got a collection. What we're seeing, and I'm doing a series called Faces of the Deep State on Patreon, we're seeing a collection of deep staters come out into full view of people are watching the news carefully. One of those is Mueller. One of those is James Clapper, the director of National Intelligence. One at the very top is John Brennan, director of the former director of the CIA, James Comey, director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, who was acting director of the FBI. By the way, it looks like he's going to criminal prosecution, at least so far. They've denied his appeal to drop the charges, and they're moving forward with prosecution. So McCabe hopefully will be the first one that is actually tried, and a lot of us are hoping that that will lead to his boss, James Comey. Then, of course, you've got Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and on and on and on. These are the highest-level members of our government. And, of course, they coordinated with the disgraced MI6 spy Christopher Steele. UK government's even distancing themselves from him. And I've asked for years, why did Christopher Steele, a young man, leave MI6? And then go out and do all this public stuff. I wonder what happened. Well, the UK government has distanced themselves from it. Makes you wonder if he was fired. Now, these guys come out like this, and you always got to dig into their past or for their credentials, because there's a lot of former agents that left on bad terms, and now they're trying to make a name for themselves.
I see. And so is it your opinion that maybe he's not just looking to make a name for himself, but he's making some dollars? I mean, we find out the Hillary Clinton campaign was funding some of that dossier as well.
Yeah, well, like the saying says, follow the money, Jerry. And I think Hillary Clinton laundered $10 million through Perkins Coie Law Firm and to Fusion GPS and to Christopher Steele. So there were millions of dollars changing hands, and I'm sure he was one of the biggest recipients of that. So, ching, ching, he's following the bucks, you know, and wrote an absolutely false dossier accusing Trump, as we know, of Russia collusion. It turns out Hillary Clinton, through the DNC and Perkins Coie, was the one that was collaborating with the Russians. Christopher Steele went to senior Russian intelligence agents, former KGB, now GRU, SVR agents. Steele went to Russian agents himself, and the information in the dossier came from Russian intelligence through Steele to Hillary Clinton, to the DNC, to John Brennan and Clapper, who put it out as intelligence when it was an absolute fabrication. So that's what we have here. Now, there's more coming down the pipe, but that is the tip of the deep state hierarchy, and we're seeing the faces and the people come out now that are involved in one of the most dramatic events in U.S. history.
Sure, and I get some of that. Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate here, okay? A lot of people are like myself, and you and I have talked about this, and we've said, okay, it's great that we get somebody like a Peter Strzok, we get somebody like a Lisa Page, or we, you know, get somebody like that. But those people really are not people that are high up in things. You know, President Trump promised the American people, he looked into the camera when he was running for president, and he promised to bring a special prosecutor to deal with the Clinton issue. I believe that was how he put it, the Clinton issue. I think specifically referencing Hillary Clinton and also the Clinton Foundation. And as yet, we haven't seen anything about that. What we've seen is immediately after he won, he said, America, you owe Hillary Clinton, whom he said was, quote unquote, guilty as hell. He called her Crooked Hillary. He said that, you know, she had committed all these crimes and all this stuff. He said, you owe a debt of gratitude to her for her service. And a lot of people said, well, he was just being gracious and all this stuff. And then he went on 60 Minutes and he said, well, I don't want to hurt the Clintons. They're good people. They're good people and stuff like this. What do you make out of some of the stuff that's gone on? Were, you know, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Eric Holder, they still have a voice in our society when really, I mean, in history, our founding fathers would have probably found a gallows and a short rope at a long drop like this.
Yeah, you're right. Taking at face value, those statements are shocking. Knowing kind of the way things go on inside in these high-level investigations. I mean, what Trump said could not possibly be, at least what I've seen, what is going on. I think this is just my opinion. He is smokescreening Hillary's global international cabal, which is trying to destroy him through this dossier and this soft coup. He's throwing them a softball while he is, I think, going after them using or through William Barr. I have some reservations about William Barr, but we're talking about the deep state here. We're talking about, Trump is under fire. And if there's any more indication, if these people are not prosecuted, as Trump originally said, and then wound up saying nice things about Hillary, which I think was calculated, Trump is a strategist. And we always have to remember that. But if these people are not prosecuted, if they're not brought to jail, and we're talking Mueller, we're talking Brennan, we're talking Clapper, we're talking Hillary Clinton, James Comey, and the rest, if they're not brought to jail, in my humble view, it's revolution time for a civil revolution in this country, because our criminal justice system is gone. Our intelligence agencies have spied upon us. These people are still in power. John Brennan hacked into the Senate computers looking for what they were saying on the torture report. Was he indicted? No. Did he go to jail? No. As a matter of fact, he was rewarded. He's living off probably a few million dollars a year now. So they just keep staying there. You're absolutely right. And we have to. If this doesn't happen, well, not only after Trump's second term, it better happen. But if this doesn't happen, kind of like the Epstein case, this is a defining moment in American history. If these people don't get prosecuted, not only does it destroy the absolute credibility of Donald Trump, but it proves that we are no longer under a constitutional government.
Yeah, well, I think the evidence is in that we're really not under a constitutional government with a lot of the legislation that's being passed. A lot of the enforcement, we have a president who is promoting red flag laws, which basically violates over half of the Bill of Rights.
That's correct.
And again, we know these things, but somehow people in our country are gravitated more towards a political jersey or a political figure as an idol to worship rather than the God who gave the law. And that's where our unity really needs to be. It needs to be around the law. It doesn't need to be around a political party or a figurehead. Right. It needs to be around the law. And if we don't get around the law, Kevin, we are done. We don't have unity. My dad used to say, you can take two tomcats, you can tie their tails together, and you can throw them over a clothesline, you'll have union, but you will not have unity. Now, with that said, you've got a few seconds here. Tell people where they can find out more about you, brother.
Yeah, they can go to my website, fortheloveoffreedom.net, and see all the documents I revealed regarding the CIA's cover-up. They can catch my Patreon channel at patreon.com/Kevin_Ship, and I'm exposing the deep state shadow government there all the time. We've done several series on Epstein. So they can go to either one of those sites, and I think they'll probably find, God willing, some of those things interesting.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the GOP retreat in Baltimore, a day after the latest Democratic debate, Vice President Mike Pence made note of today's date.
Just 416 days from when we elect a Republican majority in the House of Representatives and re-elect President Donald Trump.
Pointed out that the economy wasn't mentioned by the Democrats during the debates.
I mean, when they were talking about socialized medicine, they were talking about open borders. When they were talking about higher taxes, they were talking about gun control.
A federal appeals court in New York restored a lawsuit by restaurant workers, a hotel event booker, and a watchdog who says President Trump has business conflicts that violate the Constitution. Justice Department lawyers had argued that the plaintiffs didn't suffer in any way and thus had no standing to sue. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good," so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
All right, welcome back to Trump Liberty. Yes, I'm here, and I'm balancing several things here with the busy house. And this is the first time I've been able to call in on the phone and utilize my board here. So I'm hearing stuff in my head. So if I seem a little off here, it's because I'm hearing myself, and it seems a little weird here. Anyway, we have Kevin Shipp on the line with us, former CIA agent. And matter of fact, if you're listening and you think that you've tuned into Bradley Dean, you haven't. This is Tim Brown. I'm the editor at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And Kevin, before break, we were talking about some of the things that have to happen. But let's be honest, we've moved into a election season. I mean, it seems like we're in election season every single year because people use whatever's going on for political gain, doesn't it? Do you?
No, there's no question about that. It's all about political gain in Washington, and that includes Congress, who are no longer the representatives of the people. Like we said earlier, just follow the money. You're going to find out these people are greedy and corrupt beyond repair, and that includes Congress. And the only thing that can be done is to remove them. The voters don't have a clue yet. Will they ever? Who knows? But most of these people, especially Comey and Brennan and others now, are making several million dollars a year. So the deep state and the global elites, they're rolling in millions of dollars. They have no moral compass, no ethics. The majority, vast majority of them are atheistic evolutionists, so there is no God, there is no Bible, there is no right and wrong. So they'll do just about anything.
Yeah, and we know that, what is it, Brennan and now recently McCabe, they got, you know, jobs at the least trusted name in news, CNN. We know about that. But here, listen to the news. You were listening to the news through the break. Here's Mike Pence saying, "Oh, we're going to elect the majority of Republicans in the House." And I'm like, You guys had a majority of Republicans in the House, the Senate, and you had the White House when Donald
and
Trump was elected. What did you do?
They didn't do diddly squat. They didn't do squat. Now, I'm not a Democrat or Republican. I'm an independent, and that's why that the Republican Party is just as down the pipe, not quite as much, but just as much down the pipe as the Democratic Party. They had control of the entire thing, and they did nothing because they didn't want to risk their careers, and they didn't want to risk their finances. They're a bunch of cowards. They don't serve the American people. And now, and I think you'll agree, it's up to the American people to rectify that.
Well, and that's if the American people can wake up out of the blue pill, days that they're in, because there's a lot of Republicans they see and would agree with things that we would point out, but they would say, well, if we don't vote Republican, then this is going to happen. Let me throw this in, and I'll let you comment because you're CIA. So CIA is supposed to be. Now, we're finding out they're not so much now, but they're supposed to be outside the country, even though I think you and I have agreed before, they're unconstitutional, just like the FBI, you name the alphabet
right.
agencies. But they're supposed to be focused outside the country, and part of the problem is they've been engaged in propaganda. They know what it is to try to bring insurrections into countries in order to make things feasible for, how shall we say, whoever the puppet masters are who are controlling our government, because it's not American government. We know that the United States is a corporation established over, and we've got the documents on that in London. But what would you say to some of that? How do you respond to some of these things when the people are so propagandized that they think the answer is the Republican Party, when it's really something else? It's something outside of that. And again, it goes back to what I was saying at the end, a unity around the law, which is our Constitution, not a political party.
That's right. And I'm sad to say that you remember back in the American Revolution, what was it, 20%? Of Americans supported, and the other 80 didn't. They just hit in their houses and their farms, and it took 20% that were the tip of the spear to eventually, through great sacrifice, create one of the greatest, the greatest governmental system ever known to mankind. But it was the minority that did that. I don't think we're going to see the majority of good Americans come out and take the risk because they're afraid of losing their retirement. They're afraid they can't provide for their family, and on and on and on. And I had to go through all those things to stand up. Most people are not going to take that uncomfortable risk. They're not going to do it unless we have a financial crisis of some kind and there's more at stake, which I think is coming. But right now, I'm sorry to say that the Patriot movement is about the only thing we got going for us.
Yeah, and a lot of that has been sort of stifled by certain things that have happened. There are still some good people out there. Don't want to discount that. And God does use a minority. He doesn't use the majority often. And that's so he can show himself strong, so that the people recognize it's not them, but it's the God that they serve. And so, and I think you agree with that. When we see David run out, I made mention of this in an interview I had with Bradley earlier in the week. David goes out amongst a bunch of scaredy cat army, well-armed guys who are cowering in fear about a giant. And David goes, he's coming to me with a spear and a sword. I'm not even out here in some armor because I can't even wear it. And he slings a stone, and it's very clear that God guides the stone to defeat the giant. He cuts off his head, and in the end, what does he do? He encourages those who've been scaredy cats. They might have been valiant at some point in their life, but they were scaredy cats in the moment of battle. And they're encouraged, and all of a sudden, they go after the enemy, too. So I think we are dealing with a house of cards here. If there's somebody who's willing to stand up and go toe-to-toe with them, right in their face, and give encouragement to the people. Now, for Donald Trump, I see elements of that. There have been elements of that. I don't think anybody can deny that he's said the right things. Even in some instances, he's done the right things. He finally got the Title 10 thing. To get rid of abortion, we've talked about that before.
No,
the stop the funding of Planned Parenthood.
That's right, which I've been praying about for a couple of decades. Yeah, and he's taken on the deep state like no other president since JFK. But if we ever start thinking that he's perfect and he's not going to be influenced by this this wicked, powerful entity in government, we ever think that he's going to be perfect, that he's the perfect president, then we're going to be sadly mistaken. He's a human being. And you remember that the nation of Israel demanded from God that they have a king. And God said, no, 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 I'm your king. You don't need a king other than me. But they pressed and they pressed and they pressed. And as the Lord would do, he said, okay, go ahead. And what did they get? King Saul. So the same applies here. If we focus on an idol like Donald Trump, if we expect the government to bail us out, that is a new form of idolatry, and we'll go down fast. Well, we've already gone down. As you mentioned, and I agree, we're already on our post-constitutional government because that's what we've been doing politically for several decades now.
Yeah, and one of the things we do need to encourage the people about, whether you're critical of Donald Trump or whether you have idolized him, if you've idolized him, you obviously need to repent. But one of the things that we need to do is the Bible commands us to pray for those who are in authority, because the Bible also tells us that God turns the heart of the king where he will. Right. And so right. For those who think that Bradley is critical or that I'm critical or maybe even you critical of Donald Trump, how dare you question? Wait a minute. Our unity, again, is around the law. Our unity is around the law. And if we stick with that, will we not see justice? Will we not see liberty? Will we not see real freedom? I'm not talking about, this emotional kind of freedom or these rights that don't exist outside of what our Creator has given us, but real freedom, real liberty, the things that our founders and those who came before them sought to have in this land. Will we not see that?
I think all things are possible with God. The power structure in the shadow government and deep state is so expansive, so powerful, so secretive. In my humble opinion, only an act of God can bring those down. And we all know he does act based on the prayers of the saints and getting up and walking out our faith. Certainly it's possible, but we're up against, it's a David and Goliath, only on a million times scale when we're dealing with these huge secretive organizations in our government. When I give the lecture on the shadow government, that's what I'm saying. These organizations have taken over our elected government, and they essentially are running the show, and I prove it in my lecture. It's a big monster with secret budgets that we know is surveilling and watching the American people and influencing Congress and even the White House in the cases of presidents. So that's what we're up against. So we need to understand how huge this thing is. But I know, even in my own case, when George Tenet, CIA director, was to try and destroy me and my family, I prayed to God that he would confound George Tenet. It was about, this is on my website, about 3 months later, George Tenet resigned from the CIA, was forced to resign in shame because of the false intelligence on Iraq. So, yeah, only God can do these things, Tim, in my opinion, with willing servants who are willing to stand up.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. I'm glad you brought that to the end. God does it, but he uses men. He doesn't just abandon that. Sometimes he will act just all on his own. But the majority of times when we read in Scripture, he's using men who are willing to be used, but they have to be willing to take that stand. And you're right. One of those guys. You were saying some of these things about what you were praying about, and I'm thinking here, we come off of 9/11, and there was $2.3 million that went missing from the Pentagon the day before 9/11 and the day after 9/11. Oh, we don't hear quite about it. So with that said, do what?
It was $2.3 trillion went missing.
$2.3 trillion. You're exactly right. I'm sorry. I misspoke there. $2.3 trillion that went missing, and nobody's had to account for that at all, not George W. Bush, not Donald Rumsfeld, not Dick Cheney, not any of those people. Now, Kevin, we're running up on a break. We're going to come up on the last segment here. You want to tell people more about where they can find out about you?
Yes, fortheloveoffreedom.net and patreon.com/Kevin_ship, S-H-I-P-P.
All right, we'll be right back to wrap up things with Kevin Shipp, former CIA director, or not director, agent, here on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brett Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which formed the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
All right, welcome back to the last segment here on SunsLibertyRadio.com. And on the line we have with us Kevin Shipp. And Kevin, you know, we're coming up here to the end of the show here, and we've talked about the deep state now. Let's talk about a little bit just at the end of the show. What is your perception of things? Now, you've been out of the CIA for a little while. What is your perception of the CIA following 9/11? You and I have had conversations about what you experienced during the Reagan years and the quote-unquote fall of communism. You saw that there was a spiritual awakening of Christianity within Russia among their counterpart in the KGB. But what do you see now? Post 9/11, what are you seeing? Do you think our government's been completely honest with us about what took place at 9/11?
Absolutely not. They have absolutely not been honest with us. As a matter of fact, they flat out lied. And a study just came out from the University of Alaska that involved architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. For 3 years, they did a study and tried to simulate the World Trade Center buildings, especially Tower 7, coming down because of any fire of any magnitude. And after 3 years, the structural engineers came out and said, that is not possible. Building 7 free fell based on a controlled demolition. And then the NIST published a false statement saying that it was because of fire on one of the floors. When people buy this stuff, that's as stupid as the government saying, FBI saying, well, we found a password of one of the hijackers 3 blocks away. despite the fact that the plane and that so-called alleged terrorist were incinerated, and the building below, the floors above and below were incinerated, but they find this passport. It's a big lie. It's covered up by the government. The facts and the evidence are there. And important, or very interesting, is the mainstream media, with all this evidence coming out, they still won't touch it, and I think we know why.
No, I tend to agree. When you're talking about the passport, I'm thinking of years ago hearing Alex Jones come on and talk about that passport must have been made out of Thor's hammer because it wasn't incendiary or anything. And you can think what you want about Alex Jones, but the fact of the matter is the guy was coming out calling out a lot of that stuff before a lot of other people were. And that's the truth. They haven't been honest with us. Here we are 18 years removed. We've got this study at the University of Alaska. We reported on that this week. There are other elements as well. You know, we've been told there were, you know, the hijackers were all Islamists. The majority of them were from Saudi Arabia, yet Saudi Arabia doesn't get attacked. It's Afghanistan. It's Iraq. Now we're looking,
that's
you
right.
know, to talk to Iran, but Saudi Arabia
right.
gets a pass.
That's right. And we now know that Robert Mueller covered up the evidence just after 9/11 that Saudi Arabia high-level officials were involved.
He absolutely did. And a lot of people have forgotten that. I've tried to remind people that he was involved in that because he took evidence of the greatest terror attack on American soil, and he said, oh, let's get rid of that. Let's ship that metal off to China. Let's ship it out to these other places for, you know, the refineries and all these kinds of things. Let's get rid of the evidence so that we really don't have to give an explanation, and I'll say it, I won't cause you to say it, of an inside job of some sort to some degree or another. There were people who knew what went on. There's no doubt in my mind there were people who knew what went on.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. The evidence is there.
Yeah, and so when we get to that, now we've talked about that. People might agree with us on that. Now, what about the issue, and this is probably, I'm not trying to get you in a gotcha. You know me better than that. But I do have a question for you about what we have about these guys who were caught with a moving van. We have radio transmissions at the New York Police Department. We've got another van that probably had a bomb. We had guys who were dancing in almost celebration. And we have actual government documents with pictures of these guys. They're referred to as the dancing Israelis. They were held for 60 days. It was reported on even by ABC News. So this is not even alternative media. This is in the mainstream. And yet, George W. Bush made sure they got a ticket out of there. Ashcroft was a part of it. All of these guys were a part of it. What do you make out of the issue of the dancing Israelis? That's the one thing that's forgotten in the 9/11. What do you make out of that as a former CIA agent?
Well, in my opinion, it was a murderous intelligence operation that involved Saudi intelligence, let me note, is joined at the hip with the CIA because of the oil thing. And the CIA is all about protecting U.S. corporations and oil companies and gaining mineral rights and things like that. That's why they protect the Saudi government, Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia's role in 9/11. We know that the CIA knew about two of those asset informants ahead of time. They didn't communicate to the FBI. That's clear, but they knew. And one of them, I think, was an FBI informant. So they knew these guys were bad actors, allegedly, if they were even involved. But do you think that the CIA is going to come out and admit any role or knowledge? They were the first agency with the 9/11 Commission to say, we're not giving you anything. Now, why would they do that? Because they were involved, very possibly. When these people cover things up in government, you know that they're probably responsible. And we're dealing with, as I said before, a multi-trillion-dollar monster here that is covering up one of the most egregious murderous actions in the history of the world.
Sure. But now we're finding out, and I'm tying the dancing Israelis because a lot of people said that these may have been Mossad agents. Now we're finding out the Jeffrey Epstein and the Mossad connection there and the CIA. It's one and the other. And I guess that's my question. In your time in the CIA, did you have any understanding, any knowledge about any connection with Mossad, which, I mean, is basically an Israeli CIA agency there in Israel? How does any of that work hand in glove with one another?
So the CIA is very close to Mossad, even despite the fact that Mossad is one of our biggest espionage enemies, and they're trying to get into our governments and steal things all the time, and yet they do operations together like brothers and sisters.
Now, why do you think that the I shouldn't even ask that question. They're useful idiots. I was going to say, why do you think the media won't report on that? Why do you think it takes little outlets like, say, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com or other outlets across alternative media on the Internet that are being targeted by those in our government, by those who are being funded? They are, I'm trying to think of the term that the gentleman who wrote the book on Google, the Google Gulag, he used, he said it was sort of a state apparatus like Google, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. They want to shut down people who want to point out some of those things that cause people to think outside of the narrative. You just said these guys sometimes are our greatest enemies because they're trying to get our stuff, but yet you don't hear anything about Mossad.
Why would that be when we know Mossad is engaged in a lot of operations contrary, like USS Liberty, for example, when they massacred a boat full of Americans, and the American intelligence did nothing. It goes all the way back to that. And the mainstream media will not report on this. Remember that their editors and the owners of their companies are globalists. And the globalists, in my opinion, were complicit and one of the actors in 9/11, coming down from their owners, the globalist elite owners, down to the editors. You will not report on 9/11, and now you will not report on Jeffrey Epstein.
Right, and it seems that the mantra of "we will not forget" is sort of, I don't know, what's the term I could use? The American people have become tone deaf now. The people who were born at that time are now 18, 19 years old. And and they have forgotten, and we as a people have forgotten. When you see the story of 9/11, you really don't hear anything about Islam. Of course, George W. Bush tried to whitewash a lot of that. I mean, my thought, we've got about a minute here, and I'll let you comment. My thought is real quickly. I do think there's a bit of an inside job, and I do think that there may have been Muslims involved because we know they have CIA handlers as well. So, right. Am I that far off base there, but could there be other actors as well?
I think so. I mean, this very well could have been a global operation that involved some of our agencies. To pull something like this off is extremely complex, and I think it is possible Mossad was involved. It is possible that Saudi Arabia intelligence was involved. It is possible that the CIA is involved in this massive operation. And the fact that the mainstream media won't touch this new evidence that has come out, and they never will, is telling about the global owners of the mainstream media. And it all goes back to the progressive Islamic connection. And why do progressives and Islamics, why do they promote each other so much? It's because they have a common enemy. I call it C3, the Constitution, the culture, and Christianity. Both those groups have to destroy that if they're going to come into power.
I agree. Kevin, we got about 20 seconds. Tell people where they can find out more about you.
Sure, Tim. They can find me at fortheloveoffreedom.net and patreon.com/Kevin_Schiff.
All right. Thank you, Kevin Schiff. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Bradley Dingle will be back with you in 23 hours. Till then, good luck.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.